This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a treat today. I'm excited. I was just talking to him. I said I've only twice had a guest on more than once. Dr. Michael Hudson is with us today. This will be the third time, and it's because he has such a great story. These things from our past, especially if they're significant enough, they don't just solve themselves. And there's so many people that are sitting there either with shame or with coping mechanisms and either hoping go away or not sure about it. And when you put the light on it and you talked about it, there's nowhere for that to hide anymore.
When you get to the other side, and it happened for me at that moment when I looked at myself in the mirror, All of a sudden it changes. And, you know, whether you were intentionally sharing it before for the, you know, the applause, the accolades, the recognition, the acknowledgement, whatever phrase you want to use. And I don't think I was. I was sharing it with this vision of, you know, this is helping other people.
Yeah.
But the change in how you start to see it helping other people is so dramatic when you actually know that you're okay.
Your pain, because, you know, that you have, that shame, that secret, that pain you have is going to help somebody else's life someday. It is. You had to go through it, but it is going to. I've had some experiences too, and they're so shameful to talk about or go. And you, when you go through the work of working through that, and you also took some of the power away that it had over you too, didn't you?
And here's the thing that we're not saying, Derek, that I think is important to realize. There are lots of times you cross different bridges on that journey. I mean, I remember the day I woke up and I thought, okay, I'm finally dealt with this. And I woke my wife up and I said, I need to tell you something. I'm not angry anymore. And I thought I was done.
Right.
I wasn't angry anymore. And what I said to her is, if that individual were to walk to the door today and knock on the door, I would answer the door, but I wouldn't punch him. I wouldn't scream at him. I'd simply say, I think we both know you don't belong here. Huh. And then I closed the door. And you know, that was a step. You know, there was another step of, I'm going to use the phrase, I was molested for over a year when I was 10. To connect with an audience that in an organization where they had a lot of things going on, and I wanted to teach them some stuff. And I knew there were people who had had issues like this because I had talked with the HR person and she had shared how they were getting in the way and blah, blah, blah. I don't mean that dismissive, blah, blah, blah sounds dismissive.
Right.
They're serious reality. And you know, I thought I'd crossed a bridge then, and I had. But it's this continuous thing. And I think, you know, letting go, I mean, this, you know, I don't have any expertise other than just personal experience here. But letting go of the shame you feel and acknowledging the fact that it wasn't your fault, that it doesn't change who you are. It doesn't make you something that you're scared you're going to become because it happened to you, or any of that kind of stupid stuff that our mind can do. And allowing yourself to bring that. And you know, here's the thing, Derek. You know, someone's listening right now and they're saying, yeah, but I don't have something like that. Because I encounter people like this a lot, you know, and they say, well, I don't have that kind of a story. I don't have that kind of thing that happened. That's fantastic. That doesn't change the fact that you have stuff you have gone through, whether it's a failed business, whether it's a failed relationship, whether it's an early death of a parent. You've got something that taught you something.
Right.
And I firmly believe one of the reasons God put us here where we are and gave us the journey we have is so that we can learn those lessons. And as I like the phrase, earn those lessons. Huh. So we open the door to share them with the people who need to hear them.
Derek Champagne here. Hey, if you're feeling isolated right now, if this health scare has got you working remotely or you're feeling uncertain, I want to invite you to check out my mastermind. Come join us. It's DerekChampagneMastermind.com.